Good morning. Appreciate your time.
Hey, good morning.
Great to have you here. What did you make of the First Lady's comments yesterday?
You know, look, they're basically trying to reshape everything that Joe Biden supposedly has done when he's really done very little to honor or respect those veterans, and particularly those Gold Star families who have lost everything when it comes to their husbands, sons, and daughters in combat. 18 U.S. service members have died in combat and related activities. Two Navy SEALs off the coast of Somalia. They were stopping the Houthi weapons from coming in. The three National Guardsmen in Jordan who were essentially bombed by the Iranian drones that the United States made no response to while the ships were being attacked in the Red Sea and U.S. Forces were being attacked for over 50 days. Until the U.S. service members were killed. And then, of course, that fateful, awful day that we all know, the 13 U.S. service members that died at U.S. on the Abbey Gate, they still haven't said their names. And President Trump actually met with the Gold Star families on the Pepsi-Cola 500, or 700, I should say, and it was in North Carolina when we launched the Veterans and Military Families Coalition, which has really boomed very actively. People have signed up to be a part of this coalition. I think most veterans, particularly the military that have served in the last, 8 years, see a definite difference in how our military is being treated and respected compared to how it was under President Trump. A lot of the recruiting has just plummeted. They've emplaced a lot of these DEI policies that have allowed transgenders to receive surgery on active duty, and we have men now parading around in women's uniforms, which is actually just a flagrant slap in the face to the women who really do have a disadvantage that over most men with muscle mass, and now these men get to compete with women in their physical fitness test scores. I mean, where have we heard this before, with men and women's sports? But to move on from that, it just is a big difference in the readiness focus versus that of what we saw under President Trump. So Jill Biden has now become the spokesperson for her husband because he can no longer demonstrate or articulate anything that is even understandable. I mean, let's be honest, during the debate, he made no statements about the military that came to be true. So it's really tragic to see where things have gotten at this point.
If elected in November, what are the biggest initiatives that President Trump has for veterans as well as those members of our active duty military and their families?
Well, when he was president, let me go back to that and then I'll come forward to what he's planning on doing. When he was president, he had fired thousands. I believe the number, I have to look the number back up, but it was well over 7,000 VA employees who had neglected veterans, who had not performed their duties appropriately and were creating the VA backlogs and those wait lists and those that had caused veterans to actually die waiting just to get care from the Veterans Administration. They had basically gamed the system or had authorized people to game the system. He ensured that veterans outside a 50-mile radius of the VA hospitals were able to receive outside care, meaning not have to go to a VA facility to receive care. He pumped in quite a bit of money for the mental health care, which in fact now under Joe Biden, many veterans now have to go back to the VA for mental health care instead of utilizing the opportunity to receive mental health care outside of the VA. He also had killed Albert Karp, the guy that was in charge and created ISIS, had decimated ISIS while we were just floundering around fighting for to get rid of ISIS. And for how long? He came in and dissolved it immediately. And then when we look at General Soleimani, who had killed over 603 U.S. service members, not to mention the thousands that probably were disabled permanently since 2003, and he ensured that he was eliminated, essentially. So President Trump has been very aggressive with making sure that our military is the best. He increased the funding to the military, brought it back to levels where we could sustain two wars on two different fronts. And actually, that has degraded again under Joe Biden. So our capabilities have degraded, our readiness has degraded, and our recruiting has degraded. So he will ensure also, remember there were 6,000 service members who were removed from the military because they had refused to take the vax. And he has said those that have been falsely removed will be reinstated. So just especially everybody who served on active duty remembers that it was just a more promising time. The attitude was different. They felt a sense of confidence, and recruiting was really robust. And now it just seemed like everything has gone backwards.
Jesse Jane Duff from the Trump Campaign and a gunnery sergeant. Really appreciate the time and the perspective, and look forward to having you back on the show again in the future.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. Everybody take the hill. Have a great week.